always gotta keep my praise unique. Cause ain't nobody else got a praise like me. So I yada da, Shabakta, I yada da, I yada da. There's power in my praise, so I stay on my feet. The devil retreats when you praise like me.
So I Shabakta, we yada da. Good evening. This is your boy Don Christian.
And your girl Miss Cole.
That's right, man. And we getting it in today for yet another episode of Yada the King Radio.
Yes.
And man, first of all, we got to talk about this weekend that we had. Now, we had a packed weekend. Miss Cole, what kind of started it off this week, y'all?
We had our show. Mm-hmm. First one of the year, right?
That's right.
Every fourth Friday we host at the Corridor. We have a Genuine Life show. We have a variety of artists, and it was a lot of fun. The theme was Made New, right?
Made New.
And my brother Don preached.
Don, that's right.
And it was a good time. So for those that missed out,
you better be at the next one.
Man, there's another one next month.
That's right, next month. And check it out, we actually got it in there, and it was DJ Kingdom 7's birthday.
Oh, it was.
That's right.
I didn't get no cake. I was a little upset about that. But,
dang, you should have told us I gave the rest of the cake to DJ Kingdom 7's fan, but he was
in that case, that's...
Oh, I'm sorry about birthday. That. But anyway, we got it in with him. We had some birthday cake. He had Farron come sing a song. She kind of got the... After that song, it really got jumping right there, I would say.
It did.
It kind of got...
She came up there with some energy.
Yeah, man. Yeah. So, usually Farron's kind of like smoothed out, you know what I'm saying? But she came in with Are You Ready joint. We gonna bang that on the show. And then yesterday, me and Fofilla had an experience, you know what I'm saying? The first time I ever been in the church and somebody was threatening to call the cops on us, you know what I'm saying? And we was with the sound man. It was like, yo, we gonna call the cops. I mean,
what were you guys doing? Taking sound
man,
equipment?
It's a long story. No, we wasn't taking nothing. But we was just at a church that had a lot of cop history this week or something.
Wow.
So we walked in with the sound man. He was showing us the sound because we were supposed to do a venue there.
Mm-hmm.
And some people came in, and I don't know who they were, but they was like, we're calling the cops.
Wow.
We was two black men in a non-black area.
You guys stuck out in clothing?
Yeah, we did have the hoodies on, so it was kind of, you know, but it's all love, man. And then we just got done rocking a service out at Crossover Christian Center
in
Lakewood, Washington. Miss Cole was going in, you know what I'm saying? Everybody was going in, really, and she's kind of tired. You hear the yawning.
Oh.
I let that slide right there.
You know the
what
mics
saying?
Are loud. See, I can't be sneaking nothing.
Well, look, check it out. Let's not sneak nothing. Let's get it in with Farron's joint, Are You Ready, on Yada, the King Radio. Let's check this out, y'all.
Didn't know how to let go. Always had to have control. Till he told me to lay it all down. Are you ready? Yeah. To be all in my arms. Are you ready? Yeah. To answer my call. Are you ready?
Ooh.
To do just what I say. And I turn and walk away.
I'll go.
Yeah. If you say come, I will follow. If you say pass, I'll be sleep. Nevertheless, that you win. Speak to me. Yeah. I'll lay it down. I'm ready. To free fall in your arms.
Never thought how letting go.
Never thought how letting it go.
Be so free. Ain't it funny how change comes? The
Promoting that album, Life Changing Music. You tuned in to YadaDaKing.com. Keep it locked. It's hot.
If I gotta be on top to reach it, they told me I could find the answer in me. But I came up in D when I tried to see it a look. That's when you came and gave the upper hand. Introduced me to a joy I couldn't understand. I became another man, contrary to the ways of my peers. Cause it's clear you had other plans. The beauty of life teaching us such a lesson. Like, could we overlook our trials as much as our blessings? You bring a joy that will never cease. A better love that will never be.
I know you'll never leave me. I believe that everything you say is true.
Every day you keep reminding me
that you have given me eternal joy. And my eternal joy is you.
Everlasting joy.
You've given me joy.
You have given me joy.
You've given me joy. All joy. You've given me joy.
You've given me joy.
trials in life, hard times, and confusion, they last only a season.
The favor of God, though, is a lifetime.
MyJoyInTheMorning.wordpress.com
has a daily devotional.
Joy comes as you awaken and seek God.
Visit today, giving God just seconds of your morning
so He can open up hours of your day.
Also available is our 31-day devotional.
Someone to a ministry that sows into your life.
Visit
MyJoyInTheMorning.wordpress.com and hear from God today.
Kingdom City Records present
Dre Senior, The Maturation. Available at Dre Senior Music.
To confront the heart issues of every man and woman.
You think I'm dropping November 9th to KingdomCityRecords.com
and iTunes.
Proceeding with caution, cause in this world we need to be cautious. Seems like they're making the effort.
Featuring Tadashi, Pro, R. Swift,
One Life,
Sauce Remix, and Pastor 83,
Dre Senior,
November 9th.
The Maturation.
You want the show on the go?
Get the Yada Da King radio app.
The quickest way to have the latest episodes wherever you are.
Available at the App Store and Android Marketplace.
Search Yada Da King Radio and download the app.
Features include quick call-in, easy streaming, and downloading.
And one-touch Facebook and Twitter connection.
Only $1.99. That's right, only $1.99.
Support and get yours, fam.
Don't hesitate and don't wait.
Prince of Peace Productions presents
Detroit's very own
Only One Way
with their hit leading single,
I Get It In.
You gotta get it in like the letter at the end.
Consecrate, fast break, worship.
Only One Way breakthrough.
The CD also includes hits like
Ready for Whatever.
Ready. Breakthrough is a powerful CD for today's generation. You can go pick that up on iTunes.
O1WMusic.com. Breakthrough. Get yours today.
You know what we do, man. It's your boy Don Christian and Miss Cole. We are guested with the homie. Guested, I don't know if that's a word, but we got the guest watchman with us, man. And that song right there was Leah Smith, You Giving Me Joy. And I'm going to put it in Miss Cole's hands, man. Miss Cole, what we got?
Well, we are going to talk about, actually, we're going to ask about your testimony, Watchman. Maybe tell us a little bit about yourself, where you came from, and where you're at now.
Yeah, definitely, man. You know, like I said, I'm 27 years old. You know, I wasn't raised a Christian. I wasn't born in the church. Never went to church, really. Only time I went to church was, like, if I visited a family member in another state, or if I, you know, had a friend that was, you know, going to like Catholic church. But what it is that I gave my life to the Lord when I was 18 years old. You know what I mean? And like a lot of people, I got locked up, you know, for selling drugs, you know, down there. I used to live in Miami. And you know what I mean? I was selling crack to an undercover cop and I got locked up. And then when I was in the jail cell, this cat was preaching and the message was definitely for me. You know what I mean? So
yeah,
message real close to home, you know what I mean? And I was locked up, so I just kind of like started reading the scriptures and started seeing the places in the scriptures that where my life needed to match up with that, you know what I mean? And so, you know, I did a year and a day, so, you know, gave my life to the Lord in prison, walked it out in prison, got out, started serving, you know what I mean, at this Christian club called The Last Wave with my man Pastor Frank. He kind of like mentored me, brought me under his wing, and that's where I got to see, you know, a lot of the gospel rap and starting to see all that, you know, the whole world that I ain't never know about, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And so that's pretty much where it is, man. And I got into a church. I started serving in a local church, you know, started doing a lot of youth ministry and stuff like that. And, you know, now I'm at where I'm at right now. That's out the guest. My man Guest, he know what's up.
Yeah, that's what's up, man. And so let's talk about now, since you've been living for the Lord for some time, what... how is your testimony continually being shaped to this day? Because I really believe that our testimony is a lifelong journey.
Yeah, I mean, as far as, yeah, exactly, man. Like, the story's never ending, you know what I mean? It's definitely continuing. And, you know, like on my bio, I put, you know, my old life, my new life.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And, you know, I talk about all that, you know, the hardships and stuff like that from the past. But even now, it's like, you know what I mean? The scriptures say that you know, put on the yoke of the Lord, for His yoke is easy, you know what I mean? And you know, but yet it's still a yoke, let alone it's still a yoke. Not and you know, it's an easy yoke, it's not as hard as the world. So definitely my life is night and day compared to what I used to be into, to where I'm at right now. You know what I mean? So, but at the same time, I still go through, you know, certain trials. I still got my ups and downs just like everybody else. You know what I mean? But, you know, it's definitely nothing worth complaining about. You know what I mean? So at the same time, man, like, you know what I mean? I see, like, the testimony that I talk about now is God's goodness, man.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's really God's goodness, how God blessed me with a beautiful wife, man, and a beautiful daughter, man. I couldn't ask for anything better than that. You know what I mean? Like, right there, that's just God's goodness right there.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Doing the music and seeing the love that I get, you know, on the music and people listening to my music and really appreciating and seeing how God uses that to bless others, you know what I mean? It's his goodness, you know what I mean? That's another, I'm so blessed that I can do what I love to do, you know what I mean? And for the Lord and the art and the creative side of it too, you know what I mean?
No, that's awesome, man. And I mean, like, that's, I think that's good to see where God has you right now and you're focusing on his goodness. Let me ask you this, man, about your testimony. What are some ways that you feel that with your testimony, you're able to impact some of the people that listen to your music, or even some of the people that you're hanging around with, to try to potentially get them to walk in the ways of Christ?
Some of the ways that I use my, like, the way I feel when it comes to, you know what I mean, my testimony and ministry and stuff like that, like, you know, the scriptures, you know, the testimony is real big, man, and I never try to forget that and downplay it, you know what I mean, because, you know, what I went through could help another person not go through those things, if, you know, seeing that I survived those things, and that's one of the big things about it, you know what I mean? So, you know, when I go out to the juvenile detention centers, or I go out to these, you know, I do a lot of stuff with the Fellowship of Christian Athletes, so I go into the schools and stuff, and, you know, the Lord opens up doors for that, and, you know, I mean, I could talk to these youth, you know, 15, 16, 17, that's doing the things that I used to do, and I could, you know, basically let them know I done been there, done that, and this is what happened from that, and this is how I reacted to that, and this is what God did, you know what I mean, because of that, you know what I mean, type of deal. So, you know what I mean, it's a blessing, but I try to just relate, you know what I mean, I try to be a real person with people, you know what I mean, I try to just, you know, because it's all about relationships, so I try to build relationships with anybody. I don't just come and preach the gospel to people and just say, hey, this is it. You ain't got to know me. You ain't got to know nothing I've been through. But this is the gospel. It's the word of God. It's true, whether you like it or not. You know what I mean? Type of deal. And even though that's true, I just try not to do that. I try to build relationships with people before I offer them the gospel at the same time.
No, that's good, man. And that, I think that's important. You have something you want to say, Ms. Carr? You good? I thought my bad. You know, I thought I cut you off a little bit. But anyway, we got Watchmen. He's with us chilling. You know what I'm saying? And Watchmen, we're going to go to one of the songs that we've been banging on Yada That King Radio since we first heard of you. I was like, man, he got this song, Get Like Me. And I was like, man, I got to play this song, man. And tell the people a little bit about this joint, who you got featured on it and all that.
All right, Get Like Me is speaking in the perspective of God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. So I got my homeboy from the RBZs, a cat named Z Crump, who we've been getting it in with real heavy here in Central Florida. And I got my homeboy, Daraj, who's another beast, man. These cats is like just creative, just phenomenal artists and phenomenal people, man. So they featured on the track with me. I'm speaking in perspective of God, the Father. Z Crump speaking in the perspective of God, the Son, Yeshua. And my man, Daraj, is speaking in perspective of the Holy Spirit, you know what I mean?
Man, that's what's
so
up,
check
man.
Check it out, that's what it is.
Check it out on Yada, The King Radio. Get Like Me, Watch Me. We're gonna let you hear this a little bit on Yada the King.
I'm the most high car. I dwell outside of time. I sit lit. There be lights set back and watch this shine. Made man in my image to be a child of mine. I did it all in 6 days. Yeah, I'm by my grind. You don't wanna feel my wrath. So don't tell the tempt me. Look inside a man, Gamora. Check the records of your history. I'm the king of all kings. President of presidents. Judge of all judges. Never had to have a lecture. Yeah, these rappers claim to be me. Trying to steal my shine. They would die as mere men. They would never be divine. When I say to get like me, it means to be holy. That means to love my son and to give him all the glory. Cause I'm the alpha and author and also your father. And your mega and the finisher of all that was started. Ain't nothing came before me. And none will come after. I'm supreme Elohim. I'm the king.
Bouncing in the air with your hurt on the street. And it really don't matter what you seen on TV. I'm the most holy, I'm the G-O-D. And the rest of them
make the trumpet blow like John Philip Sousa. I'm not Lil Wayne, but you can call me Junior. My water is alive, I don't never have to scuba. Insane click, I mean we stay 12 deep. You can catch me at the brook, I'm probably walking through the streets. I've been bragging on my dad, every city that I reach. I am G-O-D, just because I'm me. Color that my boy Johnny had to get my head up. Turn water into wine and not a soul got drunk. You can catch me in the hood with the thugs and the goons. I've been gone for a minute, but I'm coming back soon. You can call me Jesus or Adam number two. I know it's hard to understand, but understand that I'm the truth. I'm the hottest thing walking, I can make it fireproof. Resurrected from the cross in 3 days like
boom. I don't need to hear what you heard on the street, and it really don't matter what you see on TV. I'm the most holy, I'm the G-O-D. And the rest of them boys ain't got nothing on me. So you should get like me,
like me,
you should get like me,
like me,
get like me,
get like me,
yo, ain't another spirit out there that's as holy as me. Yo, you should get like me.
Hey,
yo, I'm fighting wars in the spirit that you can't even see. Yo, you should get like me. And if you wanna, you gotta let me lead. You can't lead yourself, homeboy, you're not me. Try to intercede, you gotta pray by me. Understand the spirit's willing, but your flesh stay weak. So I'm giving you power, dunamis for new life. Raising men from the dead, yeah, just like I raised Christ. Boy, I'm bad, but I'm so good. I don't like to brag, they wishing that I would. Now I'm giving glory to God, he's giving glory to Christ. He's pointing men to me, unity in three. What we be is one, so get it in your head, yeah. Put it on repeat, you should get like me.
What you heard on the street, and it really don't matter what you see on TV. I'm the most holy, I'm the G-O-D. And the rest of them boys ain't got nothing on me. So you should get like me,
like me,
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 you should get like me.
Hey, this is Watchmen, Dying Star Entertainment in the building. Right now you're listening to Yacht of the King Radio, the best for all your Christian hip-hop needs, you heard? Keep it locked.
Gotta get my weight up on this track. Can't keep lifting these little dumbbells. Yeah. Try to be a heavyweight, you know what I'm saying?
Put some more weight on that bar,
what
son.
Do you think that means?
Hey. If pain is weakness leaving the body, then I cry every black night. Trying to get my act right, trying to get my pack tight. Cause that might be the reason why I lost the last fight. Cause I couldn't recall word of the one I'm trying to act like. People wanna act like they don't wanna feel me. Like everyone is chiseled, I gotta bring the real me. The stretch marks, the ill me, the sinful, the filthy. Ain't what you expected, get a refund. Feel me. With the body looking sluggish, Christian rappers wanna thug it. Christians pull the scene every time they flesh is tugging.
Anyone living holy?
Sound familiar? What happened to being different? I thought we were peculiar, but folk can't tell the difference. We do the same things they do. The surface so temporal. Eternal was Jesus. We need discipline. Gotta start resistance. Wanna carry your cross? Then you gotta
get your weight up. Get your weight up. Get your weight up. Get your weight up. You can do it, 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 you can do it. Get your weight up, get your weight up, get your weight up, get your weight up. You can do it, 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 you can do it.
Got the top trainer, Day-Day in my corner. Strategy on my mind, leave them to the coroner. They think I'm shadow boxing. The crowd starts mocking, not seeing my fight, even though they are watching. But they aren't paying attention. We don't fight against flesh. This slugfest ain't easy for me to pass. I'm like a duck test, cause this mess I'm attracted to. But I'm trying to kinda act it too. Seems like in the day I'm acting cool. Didn't I come straight out the blue? Acting in the spirit, I used to look puny. A scrub in the ER. like George Clooney. Suffering from malnourishment and dehydration. I didn't live for Jesus, I lived for this sensation. But that really depressed me. Empty's how it left me. Because it's so short-lived, now it doesn't impress me. I live for what's eternal. I live life on the bench press. Cause muscles don't come without resistance. So get your weight up, get your weight up. Get your weight up, get your weight up. You can do it, 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 you can do it. Get your weight up, get your weight up, get your weight up, get your weight up. You can do it, 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 you can do it. Easier to resist, sin that doesn't mean much. You wouldn't do it no way, because that's not your lust. But what's the thing that compete with Jesus? For your heart, the sin that attracts you ranks highest on your chart. Trust me, I've been there. Sometimes I'm still there. I overcome sin, but still have to peel layers of deep-rooted wrongdoing. So frustrating. I love God, but I wish it showed in my patience. Cause that's where the power comes. That's where the peace comes. That's where the fulfillment comes. That's where the peace comes. When you start working out your salvation, with fear and trembling, call it formation. So let's up the ante. Sin no longer amps me. Gotta read the manual, his word does the clamping. When I press towards God, I press away sin. Sin is the weight, and I'm bench pressing. Get your weight up, get your weight up, get your weight up, get your weight up. You can do it, 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 you can.
What's good, y'all? This your boy K Drama, and you listening to the great dope sounds of Yada the King Radio.
You can do it, 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 you can do it.
Yo, that was K Drama.
Get your weight up. Get it up.
Now, he's not talking about going start eating a whole bunch of food or nothing like that. But, you know, he's talking about getting your spiritual weight up, man. Getting it more into the word. You know how you know what he's talking about. That's a fresh album, man. You guys need to go get that. I think the whole concept of that whole album, what's the name of that album, man? Get Fit. We Fit. The workout plan. Yeah, go check that out, man. I think that's a good topic. I love how cats is stepping their games up in the Christian community, man. It's tight. And speaking of somebody that got their game up, we got the homie Watchman, man. And Watchman, this is what I want to do, man. We're going to talk a little bit about your craft. Miss Cole had a question about your new album that you came out with. What was that question, Miss Cole? The Live Life Dead, you remember?
Yes. Forgive me. I'm having difficulties. I have problems, you know.
You're all good.
But yes, you know, I was checking out your website here, Watchman, is it hiphop.com?
Yeah.
And the first thing I see on there is Live Life Dead. And I'm wondering, what exactly does that mean? How did you come up with that?
What does that mean? I started a nonprofit organization called Martyr Living, and for those that know me, I'm on Twitter at Martyr Living. Martyr is, a martyr for Christ. But at the same time, it's just a play on words and just saying that, you know, we live in a lifestyle of sacrifice. We live in a life dead to sin and alive to Christ. Mm. You know what I mean? So that's pretty much what that means. Live life dead. You know what I mean?
I like
the opposite of the world. You know what I mean? God, Jesus said, he that wants to gain his life must first lose it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So That's pretty much where it comes from, man. And you know what I mean? Some people say it's too dark, some people say it's too grim and not happy enough. But you know, that's the message of the gospel, man. It's sacrifice. Jesus died so that we can live. You know what I mean? And if we wanna be like Christ, we gotta die as well. You know what I mean? The servant's no greater than the master. Amen. You know what I mean?
Amen.
Man, that's what's up, man. I like that, man.
Yeah,
I mean, that kind of brings, you know, yeah, you kind of did kind of gun her down a little bit. Let's give him the shots, the 21 gun salute. You know what I'm saying? She was like, what is that all about? He had a, you know, we got to give it to him. But, yo, man, I think that's a good, you know what I'm saying, you know, the martyr living. I mean, let's talk about that. You kind of like every time we say something, he's telling us about another company he got.
Right.
Man, what all does Watchman do, man? He didn't even say that when I asked him, right?
I feel like he got a cape, you know?
You got a cape on?
Blown in the back.
Okay, that's what's up. You might have one.
Yeah, nah, man. I mean, Martyr Living, man, I started as a nonprofit organization, man. It's basically an evangelistic or outreach nonprofit organization. So what it is just, you know, it's basically what we do, gospel rap. You know what I mean? I've been going out rapping at churches, outreaches on parks and in the street and the projects and so on and so forth. And it's like, you know what I mean? It's all been unofficial. So I wanted to set up a nonprofit and make it official to where there's the actual, we're actually recognized by the government and the state by that. So
yeah,
that's what it is. So that's where we're doing we have the music industry, which is selling the records, which is totally separate from the nonprofit. That's for, you know, we have Dying Star Entertainment, and that's the for-profit where we're doing the graphics, the videos, and putting out records and stuff like that. So Dying Star Entertainment is the for-profit business. Now, and Martyr Living Ministries is a nonprofit organization, and that's what it is, man.
Yo, that's what's up.
The whole idea is that we raise enough money with the record sales and stuff like that to be able to do outreaches and ministry mission trips and stuff like that to finance. Because right now we're planning a trip back out to the Caribbean right now, going back out to Tortola and go to some other churches like in Jamaica and stuff, me and the RBZs and a couple other cats that I do ministry with. And we want it all to finance itself. We don't want to ask for donations, you know what I mean? So we want to be able to sell enough records and say, all right, we could pay for 8 flights and the stay and everything out there, and to be able to go and do the Christian hip hop for free, you know, in Jamaica and in the Caribbean, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Man, speaking of Jamaica, that's crazy. We just had somebody just chiming in from Jamaica right now in the live stream. That was really weird how that happened, but... Yo, man, we talking to Watchmen, man. Watchmen, we want to ask you, how long have you been doing the Christian hip-hop, you know what I'm saying, the music, the producing, the graphics? You know, let the people know a little bit about that.
I got out of prison when I was 19, and that's when I just jumped right into it, you know what I mean? I started going to school, you know what I mean, when I was 19, 20, for graphics. I didn't finish the school, but, you know, I got married and had a kid, and I was working my job. But, you know, I started rapping for the Lord, you know, when I was 19. I've been rapping since I was like 13.
Yeah.
And, you know, that's what it is, man. So since I'm 27 now, it's about 8 years right now.
No, that's what's good, man. And then I got a question, man. I want you to keep it real.
Can I keep it real?
You know what I'm saying?
What's up?
What is the main topic that you want some of the listeners to walk away with after they hear the Live Life Dead EP and any of the music that you got coming up soon?
The main topic, man, is that, as far as the main message, is what you're asking.
Yeah, the main message, you know, whatever you want them to walk away with after they hear what you're doing.
I want them to walk away, man, after listening to my music, man, is that basically that God loves them so much that he died for them.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And to walk away with that love that they will offer themselves in the same manner for another. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's the message cut and dry, man, is that, you know what I mean, for God so loved the world that he gave his only son, man. You know what I mean? That he loved us that much that he would die for us.
Yeah.
And when we really grasp the fullness of that love, we would receive that love and offer that love and live out that love with each other, you know what I mean? And that's pretty much what it is, man. You know what I mean? That's why I got tracks like Suffer, you know what I mean? Tracks like After Love Is I, you know what I mean? Those are the love joints from the Lord and so on and so forth.
No, that's what's good, man. And let me ask you this, as an artist and producer, what would you say is your favorite? Is it producing? Is it writing, or is it a mix? You know what I'm saying? Is it sometimes you're like, yo, I feel writing right now. Other times I feel like, you know what I'm saying, spitting or making beats.
Right now, it's neither one of those. Right now, I'm all in the video right now.
Yeah.
Like, I want to make a movie. I want to do, yo, I've been on that video tip, dog. Like, I've been studying camera angles and, you know what I mean, all kind of stuff, man. I was blessed to work with TK McKemmy, the cat that directed the Trip Lee Invasion video, and we worked on Benja's new video, Come Follow. And
oh, wow.
That was a blessing, man, to get up with that dude, and he taught me a lot, man. So I want to, you know, be look out in the near future, man. We actually working on a Live Life Dead expose, and you know, everybody in my camp, man, Dying Star Entertainment, we all gonna have like a little short, you know, expose of each of us and touching on different subjects on how we're living our life, dead in certain areas of our lives, whether it be lust, jealousy, anger, right, whatever in that sense, and how we, you know, we're gonna do just short little mini clips of that, you know what I mean? And so watch out for that. That's gonna be kind of like the next type of blog series type of deal we're gonna do.
Yeah, like people in the chat room is saying, man, you mad talented, boss. I mean, and that's, I think that's good, man. And as you continue to stay faithful and giving those talents to God, the word of God is true that He's gonna even bless you with more talents. And I know a lot of cats that, you know, they might be like, oh man, I can't, you know, do this, I can't do that. They get frustrated with the talent that they have instead of using it. And, you know, understanding, we all got to understand we're going to gradually get better.
Right.
You know, Michael Jordan got cut from a basketball team, but then he gradually got better and better into...
Because he's persistent.
That's right. You're persistent, man. And come on, that's a preaching word right there. Persistence, man.
Yeah, that's at the end.
That's right. So, speaking of persistence... I know somebody that's real persistent. He got a joint called All The Way, and that's Watchman. Tell him how come you going all the way, boss.
I'm going all the way because I ain't got no other choice. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I can't go back. I'm only going to go forward. You know what I mean? It's all or nothing. You know what I mean? So that's what it is, man.
So that's what it is. You know what this is. That's Yada That King Radio. I'm going to let y'all check this joint out. All The Way from the homie Watchman. Yeah. Get your rock on with us.
But the Bible says, race ain't to the fast or the swift.
Nope.
To those who endure. So while we going hard on this, we gotta let them know. We going all the way. That's right. Let's do this. Now go home if you ain't. Hold hard if you ain't. Put it forward. Don't throw it all. We let them know. We going all the way. 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 Don't go all the way. You ain't promised tomorrow or today. Hey, we going all the way. 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 Hey, go home if you ain't gon' go hard. If it ain't for the Lord, then don't go at all. Spit 100 bars, cause I got 100 scars. Like a Super Bowl champ, running back 100 yards. Now, if you gon' go, then go all the way. Cause you ain't promised tomorrow or today. I see some cats slacking on their mission for the cane. That's why for the gospel, you living unashamed. Being bought at a price, so you can say I'm sold out. Got a new direction, I don't need to take that whole route. Plus I ride clean, I ain't running from them Boy Scouts. I give 100 for the Lord and trying to hold out if they light rockin'. Oh man, go ahead and head bang. Your head twisted up and let them dreads hang. See, he don't matter, bruh. You can do your thing, but don't give him 10%, give him everything. Now go home if you ain't, go hard if it ain't. Put it forward, then don't throw it all. We let him know we going all the way. 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 Don't go, go all the way. Cause you ain't promised tomorrow or today. Hey, we going all the way. Like it was fourth and gold, cause we can't afford to forfeit souls. Homie, yeah, I lost my dog at the fork in the road. He chose left, I chose right, but that's the course he chose, huh. And since then been going hard for Christ. It's smart to live and give him all of my life, huh. Yeah, my job, my time, my daughter, my wife. The sacrifice to the father of lights. Yeah, I used to pull stunt moves on the block. Dipping at high speeds, running from cops. Yeah, I risked my life, man, for all the wrong reasons. But now I risk my life for Jesus. Yeah, so you can see me in the hood near you. Preaching Christ in the full clear view. On the block, on the streets where them good years do. For the truth and for the good he'll do. Amen. Now go home if you ain't, go hard if it ain't. Put it forward, then come throw it all. We let them know we going all the way. 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 Don't go, go all the way. Cause you ain't promised tomorrow or today. We going all the way. 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 You like the Christ and go all the way. If you ain't scared to lose your life, then let me hear you say, we going all the way. 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 If opposition in
your face and go all the way. Now if you're finishing this race, then let me hear you say,
we going all the way, going all the way, going all the way, going all the way.
Yeah. You are now locked into Yada the King Radio. It's your boy, the champion, Rick D. Let's get it.
She a Christian, but don't let that deceive you. Cause once you mess up, you can't press redo. I know you don't wanna do it, I believe you. I know why y'all keep falling, it's so see-through. It's not cause you don't love God or cause you really ain't saved. But flesh plays a big role in how we behave. So that's why Jesus said, watch and pray. Cause if you enter temptation, it's harder to obey. We pray, but we don't watch out for the traps. Instead of being proactive, we try to react. Overestimating ourselves when we're really weak. Either avoid sin or gotta run like street. Don't sit back row at the show. You know what the back do. Avoid privacy. Don't even let her use the bathroom at your APT. This ain't the ACT. This ain't a test. It's a trap. Stop mistaking.
The recipe for disaster. Smell fate in the air. Your hands locked around her waist as you stare. Her lip gloss popping out of beats in the snare. It's a rap, little homie. It's a trap, little homie. Better check. Heed this warning and avoid the regret you gon' meet in the morning. Cause yo, it's a trap. It's a trap. It's a trap. No, it's a trap. It's a trap. It's a trap. It's a trap.
Short skirt with a smirk, she a flirt. Yeah. Make all the fellas at work go berserk.
Yeah.
Tight shirt, put the boys on alert. And know you go to your church to make matters with worse. She let La Beyonce and got a fiance. Don't even try play, you know what's grande. She walk by your cubicle more than usual. She not stupid, so she know what she doing, bro. You peeped it, she down for the two of y'all creeping. But she trying to see if you would keep it. I'll leak it back to her friends and her man. She know you got a fam and a band on your hand. All of my real men and God know this is the realest verse I ever wrote. Temptation's calling, I know she flying, she seem like a catch. But bro, you can't fall for that, cause it's a trap. It's
the recipe for disaster, smell fate in the air. Your hands locked around her waist as you stare. Her lip gloss popping out of beats in the snare. It's a rap, little homie, it's a trap, little homie. Better check. Heed this warning and avoid the regret you gon' meet in the morning. Cause yo, it's a trap.
It's a trap.
It's a trap. No, it's a trap.
It's a trap.
It's a trap.
It's a trap.
Hey man, hold up, hold up, hold up. Rick D.
Erica Kumba.
Y'all trying to make it seem like it's always the ladies.
Yeah.
But you know it'd be the fellas too, right?
Okay, okay.
Uh-huh, yeah, let me talk about it right quick.
All right.
Here we go. He see a little shorty looking cute walking by. She got low self-esteem, he can see it in her eyes. He calls her over to him, say she cute and she fly. And he's off telling lies with one thing on his mind. She say she a Christian and she like to keep it clean. He say, I respect that, yo, we ain't got a creep. Let's see, you a good girl so we could do other things. You can have what you want, let me treat you like a queen. He takes her out, buys her things, gives her the world. Yeah, he knows how to make her think that she's the only girl. She don't realize that he's done this before. She tryna look for love, but she went through the wrong door. He ain't the one for you, won't you wait for a king who will love you like God and see you virtuously? Dude gave her everything, but it wasn't for free. Sad to say, she paid for it with a virginity. Recipe for disaster, smell fate in the air. His hands locked around your waist as you stare. Six pack popping out of baits in the snare. It's a rap, little mama. It's a trap, little mama. Better jet and heed this warning and avoid the regret. You gon' meet in the morning. Cause yo, it's a trap.
It's a trap.
It's a trap.
You know it's a
trap. It's a trap.
It's a trap.
It's a trap.
Hey yo. Hey yo, what's up?
Yo, what's up?
What?
Christian hip hop has emerged.
Hello.
Define what is hip hop.
Yo.
The real hip hop.
Ladies and gentlemen,
get ready.
Has emerged.
What you waiting for? Let's go.
SNSSouth.com, the online source for holy hip hop.
This is the one.
League CD reviews, the latest news, and your very own community profile. Are you SNSSouth.com, where you can shop the hip hop music store with free music downloads. Listen to Christian Hip Hop Radio.
Watch videos on the TV network.
And more.
And more. And more.
At the South.
At
the South.com.
The South.com.
You know who it is?
The South.com. The life in hip hop.
West Coast Weapon.
West Coast Fire is now online.
Online.
Live online.
And you got
on 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. You feel me?
Video chat rooms,
online community,
and most of all,
yo, turn it up,
Jesus.
Yeah.
Log on to WestCoastFire.com now.
Streaming online at
WestCoastFire.com, the dopest music resource on the West Coast.
WestCoastFire.com.
Yeah. Obviously, the song is called It's a Trap, and that's from the homie Rick D featuring Cambino, K-Drama, and Erica Kumbo. Hey, you got anything you want to say about that Rick D interview we just did, Miss Cole?
Oh, I love his spirit.
She loves his spirit. So if you want to know a little bit about Rick D's spirit, guess what? Go check out the podcast. Go check out the show. You know what I'm saying?
That
and that's
shows,
really
though,
what
right?
it is. That was, yeah. Two.
Before Shark.
Two. Right. Yeah. Something like that. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm throwing a couple fingers up. But we got the homie Watchman, and we talking about the topic of the day. I'm going to put it in Miss Cole's hands, man. Why are you looking at me like that, yo? Okay. I got you. See, the topic of today is Made New. You know what I'm saying? We had a show called Made New. I actually preached on Saturday about being made new.
Friday
and Saturday.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, for the record. You know what I'm saying? Just tally that one up. But check it out. We was talking about being made new, and I want to ask you this, man, and I want you to give us a nice, full answer. Why should we as Christians continually be made new with our walk with God?
Being made new as far as walking with the Lord, man. My pastor's actually preaching on that. Been doing a series on that. And it's basically as far as renewing the mind. You know what I mean? And, you know, the scripture says, as a man thinks in his heart, so he is. You know what I mean? And, you know, also, and it says that, you know, we need to constantly renew our mind. You know what I mean? And let our minds be renewed and not be conformed to the pattern of this world. So at the same time, there has to be a distinct difference, man, because we represent the Lord, man. We're ambassadors here, you know what I mean? And what an ambassador does is speak instead of the high official of what he's represented, you know what I mean? So, you know what I mean? When people in the world see us, you know what I mean? They're seeing, they see whatever we represents the Lord, you know what I mean? So we're direct representatives of the Lord, you know what I mean? When a pastor slips up and does something that was wrong, you know what I mean? The whole world looks at God that way, you know what I mean? And blames God and attributes that to God, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it's definitely a must that we need to always, you know what I mean, examine ourselves. We need to always check our hearts. We need to always, you know, like in Corinthians, one of the main scriptures, not just in I think it's 2 Corinthians chapter 13, not the one of love, but it talks about, you know, examine yourself whether you be in the faith or not.
Right.
You know what I mean? When I read that scripture, it really gives me the assumption that I could think I'm in the faith and not be in the faith. So I need to really make sure I'm in the faith. You know what I mean? That I'm really a believer, that I'm really walking the right road here. You know what I mean? So at the same time, man, that's what it's about, man. We always got to renew our mind. You know what I mean? We got to be distinct. We got to actually, you know what I mean, be the gospel, walk out the word, you know what I mean, and be living epistles. The scripture calls us living epistles, yeah. You know what I mean? And when people see us, we might be the only, you know, Bible that anybody reads type of deal. You know what I mean?
Man, oh my goodness. He's going in. Like I said, we got to shoot him off. You know what I'm saying? You know, shoot the guns off because somebody's flesh just had to die. That's the whole reason we're doing the gunshots. But check it out, man. We're so excited that God be ordaining these shows, man, because it's crazy. Every topic that we've been doing, we get an artist and they're like, man, that's exactly what, you know what I'm saying, we've been talking about. You know, speak about today, this morning. We had a lot of things going on like that. You know what I'm saying? If you got something to say about it, it's called.
With Chase Devotional today.
Yeah.
Yeah. Weathering the Storm. I can't remember what scripture that was. But our sister Chase, who is also part of Genuine Life. And oh, let me go ahead and plug it. Be sure to get on genuinelife.com.
That's right.
We have new devotionals starting this year. She's going to be giving devotionals each week. And
each
she
week.
Writes them. God gives it to her, and she writes them out, and we post them up there. And they're really moving. And she had one, and we had doing the service in Tacoma today, and she read it, and It was actually something that the church had been ministering on, and the pastor actually had a poster up there with the scripture that related to her topic, which was weathering. Thank you. Confirmation.
I think God works with confirmation, man. So we just excited about being able to be that, man. And let me ask you this, man. What are some ways we're gonna get it real up close and personal with Watchmen? You know what I'm saying? Can I keep it real? We're gonna ask you, what are some ways that you continually stay new in your walk with God?
Some of the ways, man, is you know, one, keeping being accountable, man. You know what I mean? And being accountable to my brothers in Christ and my leaders, the people that I count as leaders in my life, and also my wife, man. You know what I mean? You know, as far as pleasing the Lord as a married man, you know what I mean? The description is clear on that, you know what I mean? And, you know, as far as pleasing my wife as well, you know what I mean? So, you know, it, when it comes down to daily devotionals, or when it comes down to certain preachers and stuff like that, like, I read the Word, and when I read the Word, you know what I mean, I try to really, you know what I mean, open my heart, man, and pray that the Lord gives me divine revelation, you know what I mean, when I read the Word, you know what I mean, that I'm not just reading it from a mental perspective, that I'm reading it from my heart, man, and just constantly always being aware and acknowledging the Lord, you know what I mean? The scripture says to acknowledge Him in all your ways, you know what I mean? So at the same time, you know what I mean? When I acknowledge Him in everything that I do, that I have a constant awareness of the Lord, that you know, I'm always open for the Lord to either rebuke me or to encourage me, in that sense, to correct me or encourage me, you know what I mean? In that sense, in whatever decision that I'm making and whatever, any instance of a moment in my life, you know what I mean? And that's what it is, man. You know what I mean? So, you know, everything I do is revolved around the Lord, you know what I mean? From, you know, everybody in my job knows that I'm a believer, knows what I do, you know what I mean? So even they hold me accountable from what I represent. And they ain't even Christians, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I got to walk circumspectly around them, you know what I mean? So when they see me, it's not like a facade, you know what I mean? That they hold me accountable to what I do, you know what I mean? And as well as my family, you know what I mean? And being that leader in my family. And, you know what I mean? As far as well as on the stage also, you know what I mean? Background and foreground. So that's what it is, man. It's just, you know, learning from my pastors, learning from my leaders, you know what I mean? And always looking for fresh word, man. Always looking to hear the truth, you know what I mean? In that sense. And meditating on the precepts of the Lord. That's what it is, man.
Man, that's awesome, man. He went in. That's what's up. Catching the live stream. That's right. You can watch us live on the show. They're going in and saying, man, that's some wisdom, man. And they really appreciating the ways that you're sharing your life with this topic, man, being made new. Now, you did say that your job holds you accountable. What are some instances or some things that happened at your job where it was like, man, well, you're a Christian, you know, you're supposed to do this like that. Were they trying to punk you, or was it really an admiration for your faith?
There's been several situations where, you know, a coworker passed away one time.
Oh, wow.
And, you know, or not really a coworker, it was a guy that we all know in the same line of work that passed away. And everybody knew him. And they just all looked at me to pray. And it was like, so-and-so died, you know? And everybody just looked at me and said, you're a minister, let's pray. Why don't you lead us in prayer, type of deal. And it was like in a dire situation where they looked towards me, and if I wasn't, you know, ready in season and out, you know what I mean? I wouldn't have been, you know, if I wouldn't have been able to step up to that position as a leader spiritually at the workplace, you know what I mean? And you know, and I prayed for the man's family and so forth. You know what I mean? And another time dealing with, you know, a coworker that was just really, you know, I would say this dude was like possessed, man. He was totally anti-God, anti-Christ, and was trying everything in his effort to get me and my other brother, who was a Christian, fired, type of deal. You know what I mean? And you know, everybody was looking at me to see how I was gonna react to this dude. You know what I mean? And how I was going to treat him, if I was going to show him love, or if I was going to react the same way that he was treating me. You know what I mean? And so, like, they're always looking at your life, man, to see how you're going to react and how you're going to act. act and react, you know what I mean, to certain situations. And that's leadership in itself.
Yeah. Well, Watchman, you didn't tell us what happened. Did you take dude's head off or what? You know what I'm saying? Did you show some love to him? Nah, I'm messing with you, man.
I let him out, you know, I let him put it, you know, hurt himself. He did it to himself. He ended up quitting, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know, the dude was getting mad that because I was playing Christian music at the job, you know what I mean? And he ain't like anything to do with Jesus. So he was like, yo, you know, I quit.
Yeah. Now that's what's up, man. We talking about being made new. Some of the things that we as Christians, or one of the things that we as Christians need to continually do. We got to stay fresh. You know, as I was preaching this Saturday, I was talking about when we wake up in the morning, we don't wear the same clothes that we wore the day before. You know what I'm saying? Well, Miss Cole, you know, I'm just playing. Now, she's about to go off. She's going to get an attitude on that one. But I'm going to show her how I'm new right now. You know what I'm saying? I ain't worried about that. But check it out. We don't wear the same clothes.
Right.
We put on something new. We put on something fresh. Mm-hmm. You know, and that was actually somebody's goal for the year, is them not to wear the same clothes when they're kids, which was hilarious. But the thing that we got to do is stay clean, man. Right. We got to stay fresh. We got to put that new man on, even in the spiritual man. Just like we get dressed every day. The Word of God says we need to be renewed daily
right.
in our mind. And as you were saying, man, your pastor's talking about that, man, and that's a good thing that the church needs to do, because what happens when you start getting stinky and old, you know what I'm saying, you start losing your zeal, mm-hmm. you start losing your fire for God. You're like, man, I don't want to go to church, man. Church is boring. That's because you old. You right. old, stanky, and need to get your life together. What you think about that, Miss Cole?
I mean,
that's what happened when you rock the same thing every day.
You know, and when you stanky, people don't like to be around you.
That's right. And if you stanky and old, you can't give somebody else the opportunity to come to Christ, because they're like, I don't want that stank.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And that's real talk, man. So we talking about made new. We're going to get it in a little bit later. We're going to hear from Miss Cole. She's going to talk about why it's important for us to be made new, and some things she's doing to be staying new and fresh. And yeah, I did say that. But check it out. We're going to this song from you, Watchman, Suffer. Let's talk about this song, man. I think this is one of the serious songs that I wanted the people to kind of get to hear your heart on. Tell them a little bit about that.
Suffer, man. You know, suffering for Christ, man. At the same time, the scripture talks about it, you know what I mean? Not that he won't allow us to suffer anything beyond what we can bear. When we do, he provides a way and escape. And that when we do, you know what I mean, that there's joy. We need to take joy in our sufferings and persecutions. So it's not a matter of if we're going to suffer. It's a matter of when. And when we do, how do we react to that? And, you know, I believe the Lord gives us strength, and it gives us joy in the midst of our trials when we do suffer. So I believe that, you know what I mean, when we embrace that, that the Lord would actually give us a tangible joy in the midst of our suffering.
Man, that's what's up, man. Who you got featured on this joint right here?
I got my homeboy Unknown in the building on that joint.
All right, let's check this out. Suffer featuring Unknown from the homie Watchmen. Where we at? Yada the King Radio.
They say our present sufferings are nothing to be compared to our eternal glory in Christ. So with that said, I'm a suffer.
And I will suffer for him.
For him.
Declaration to me.
To me.
Seven of all of this world.
This world.
Within. Lord, do you really hate sin and hate men? Is sin really the problem arisen? A lack of faith that really don't wanna do exactly what it takes to please you. I'm just being see-through. I know that the heart's deceitful and full of evil, but we still your peoples. And you said you'll never forsake us. That's why you gave us a scapegoat just to save us. And I'm amazed
that's a grace and favor. How you can take a ex-slave and make him major. By accepting your son's suffering, I escaped your anger. So it's safe to say that I am safe from danger. So I suffer for your name's sake. You can put that on my nameplate, knowing I might suffer your same fate. Christ was killed on a cross, the call called us. So I offer my life as a martyr on your altar.
And I will suffer for him.
Desperation, I'm calling out for your holy name, because my sinful nature's telling me to live ashamed. It's time to lie for freedom, rid me of this earthly pain. Lord, I need you, so I suffer on this narrow lane. Upon my narrow ledge, I took my hollow pledge to follow you, bear your image, even follow death. Said I need you now more than ever, cause I feel like I'm slipping like bad tires in rainy weather. Your spirit, we stay tethered, pray. My actions are never severed, the very essence of who we are together. Intimate forever. Father, I need you closer to yesterday. And so I pray, increase my faith. My desires only to see you face to face. Forgive my offense, Lord, please put me in my place. Chisel the unknown, your glory alone. Abba, Baba, I'm ready for you to
and
take
I
me home.
DJ Kingdom 7, and when I'm in the studio with my man Don Christian, I'm with Yada Da King Radio.
All right, come on, you ready to go? We're gonna be late.
I'm ready to go.
Hey, you got your keys? You ready?
I got them. Right. Oh, wait, hold on, let me get my Bible. Okay, let's go.
Way that it feels. I'm liking what I hear when it gets in my ear. I'm liking the fact it cleanses me as if I was a colon, and the fact that it enlightens me when I ain't really knowing. I like the fact it slows me down when I'm going too fast. I like the fact it speeds me up when I'm sitting here dragging. I like the fact when I'm in need, it gives me everything, even if it's just the direction to where I need to be. I like the fact it's always available, right in my reach, and every question that I've ever had, it's answered for me. And if somehow I get lost and I'm stuck on repeat, it doesn't matter, doesn't judge, it's always patient with me. I like the fact it's willing to travel, ready at any time, and the fact it is bilingual, can speak to all kinds. I like the fact it is my blueprint, tools for survival. It is the word of God, and yes, it is my Bible.
As I wake up every morning for the sunrise, I thank the Almighty for letting me open my eyes. Then I dive into that book to spread the truth from the lies. I keep his word up in my heart and right on my side.
Hey, what you talking about?
I'm talking about my B-I-B-L-E.
Say what you talking about.
I'm talking about my B-I-B-L-E.
Hey, what you talking about?
I'm talking about my B-I-B-L-E.
Don't
first. My basic instructions before even earth.
I like the fact it speaks to me about the days of my life, but it also shares the times of people's lives that's just like mine. It will go further and uncover those things that aren't right. And when you can't relate, it's no mistake. It will blow your mind. You try to hide it and deny it, but it's right on the page. You try to flip it real quick, but yeah, it's been there for days. I like the fact that it's real. No matter how you feel, it is not swayed. My opinion does not change with the years. It has no respect of person. It is perfect. It is flawless. It don't matter what you say. I double check with it regardless. And if it goes down, I keep it by my side. And I got 66 to shoot with. Girl been trained. I'm quick to fire. And yes, I hold it tight. And yes, I keep it close. But if it is not with me, I remember what it told. I love my neighbor as myself. Yes, praying for my enemy. It is the word of God. And yes, it is all I really need.
Wake up every morning for the sunrise. I thank the Almighty for letting me open my eyes. Then I dive into that book to spread the truth from the lies. I keep his word up in my heart and right on my
hey,
side.
Hey, what you talking about?
I'm talking about my B-I-B-L-E.
What you talking about?
I'm talking about my B-I-B-L-E.
Hey, what you talking about?
I'm talking about my B-I-B-L-E. First,
huh. Yeah, know what I like most about the word in my palm. I don't have to wait to get to heaven to get closer to God. If I'm hungry, then it feeds me. I be greedy when I'm eating, and it's cause I be desiring it more than I be needing. It's realer than a Christian, so forgiving, so appealing, filled with words of wisdom, willing to give them if I get in it. It does not hold a secret. Matter of fact, tell me who spoke it. Unlike human tells me in the context they were speaking from. You don't have to like it. You don't even have to buy it. If you're in my presence, it's involuntary. You gon' try it, cause yes, I'ma speak it. And I see your ears peeping, telling the spirit within you. Yeah, that's what I'm really needing. I'ma think it, I'ma speak it, I'ma breathe it, I'ma be it. Matter of fact, I even leak it. Zondervan got me complete. And whether reading or if my CD player got it beating, from Genesis to Revelation, the Bible's all I'm needing.
Yeah. Now as I wake up every morning for the sunrise, I thank the Almighty for letting me open my eyes. Then I dive into that book to spread the truth from the lies.
That's right.
I keep his word up in my heart and right on my side.
Hey, what you talking about?
I'm talking about my B-I-B-L-E.
Hey, what you talking about?
I'm talking about my B-I-B-L-E.
Hey, what you talking about?
I'm talking about my B-I-B-L-E. Comes first, my basic instructions before we even earth.
Yo, that was Rain featuring who?
D-Miles.
That's right, and the song is called My B-I-B-L-E, and we stay with that Bible pumping. Yes. You know what I'm saying? And if a demon want to jump, we dump him. And speaking of, you know what I'm saying, dumping, we got this cat, Watchman, who's going hard in the paint, man. I want y'all to continually check him out.
Yes.
He said vote for him for the best in 2010 on Rapzilla. You know what I'm saying? Go check that out, man. Get it in with the homie Watchman. And Watchman, this is what we want to do.
Yo.
We want you to be able to plug, you know what I'm saying? And for everybody that's like, hey, man, I'm feeling this cat Watch. How can I get the CD? Where can I contact him at? You know what I'm saying? Like, all that information, right now, it's your time to get it in.
Amen. Yo, man. That's it, man. Yada the King, live radio. That's what it is. All day, yadatheking.com, man. If you ain't know, you better ask somebody. You know what I mean? That's what it is.
So you just going to send them to our site, man? How can they get you on Twitter and all that?
Oh, you asking for my plug on it. Right, my bad.
It's all love.
I'm on Twitter. It's Martyr Living, M-A-R-T-Y-R Living. You know what I mean? That's at Twitter. You know what I mean? That's what that is. On the Facebook, you can just look up Watchmen or Watchmen Music. I got the band page, which is just Watchmen, my name. And then I got my personal page, which is Watchmen Music type of deal. And I got my family info. And then also, you know what I mean, my website is WatchmenHipHop.com. You know what I mean? You can go check out iTunes, Amazon, all my music's on there. You know what I mean? Zoom. You know what I mean? What else is there? You know, MySpace, if you on that, you know, Watch Me Hip Hop on MySpace. So, yeah, that's what it is, man. You know, and then, yeah, check me out on Rapzilla again, man. You know, the best of the Christian hip hop, new artists in 2010. They got me nominated, which is such a great honor. Yeah. You know what I mean? Because there's some awesome other brothers on there.
Praise
but
God.
If you feel led, you like the music, it's minutes to see, you go check it out and vote for your boys for the best new artist of 2010 on Rapzilla. You know what I mean?
That's what's up, man.
I'm going to vote.
She's going to vote right now, she said.
I'm going to vote.
Yeah. And that's what's
glory
up.
Glory to God, man. Glory to God.
We getting it in with the homie Watchman.
Yes. So, I know you're leaving us. So, do you have any last words for us?
Huh?
Can you hear?
He said, speak up.
Can you hear me?
I can barely hear you, sister.
They tried to turn my mic down.
No, we ain't turning
it down. No, I was just saying, you know, we're closing up with you, and we're just wondering if there's any last words you want to leave with your fans. Any encouraging words, maybe about the topic?
Yeah, man. You know, as far as encouraging the listeners, man, just seek the Lord, man, in spirit and truth. You know what I mean? When you pray, He hears you, whether you feel Him or not, whether you think He does or not. You know what I mean? And surround yourself around a good team of believers, you know what I mean, to encourage you and develop you in the faith, you know what I mean, at the same time. And if you've been in the faith, you know, stay in the faith. Don't lose faith, you know what I mean? So that's what it is, man. Go check out that, you know, Live Like Dead EP, as well as every other Christian hip-hop artist out there that's doing it wholeheartedly for the Lord. You know what I mean? Stay tuned to YachtOfTheKing.com radio. You know what I mean? They gonna stay uplifting you and encourage you in the ways of the Lord as well.
Amen.
So that's what it is, man. We got a whole network, man. We got a whole movement right here. It ain't just one rapper. It ain't just me. It ain't just one website. It ain't just one show. You know what I mean? It's the whole movement. You know what I mean? And then that's what it is, man. It's all for the glory of God and His kingdom. You know what I mean?
Amen.
So, I'm feeling that. What he said, it's not just about him. It's about a movement, man. And we marching strong, you know what I'm saying? 40 deep, like the homie Lecrae said, right? You know what I'm saying? And
that's, amen.
And we probably got like about 40,000 deep, you know what I'm saying? Just for the record, man. But that's what's good. Watch, man, we appreciate you spending time with us, man. And we pray that you be blessed, man. Get it in. Hopefully your daughter's, you know, kind of, it sounds like she kind of chilled down now, you know what I'm saying? She's not,
yeah,
you know,
man,
getting it in.
That you've been getting in these markers lately, trying to write on everything.
Oh, no.
She's an artist. Yeah. You got to let her, you know, release that artivity.
Yeah, she said.
Yeah, I know.
Just on some paper, though.
Yeah, to get those washable joints. So when she mark on the wall, they can erase easily.
No, I can dig it. Man, that's tough, man. Yeah. Hey, man, I had some kids. Eric's Frog's kids, matter of fact.
Oh, you just gone.
Yeah, I'm putting them on blast. They came up. They came to my house and wrote all over my walls, man. I was hot about that, G. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
so, Frog, man, you know what I'm saying? I got you.
They just wanted to put some artwork up there.
Hey, it was not artwork.
The walls were bare. They were just trying to express themselves.
Yeah, okay. I'm going to let Miss Cole get it on that. Hey, Watchman, man, we appreciate your time with us, bro.
Yes.
God bless you, and you have a great night.
Yes, have a good week.
All right, you too, man. Thank you guys so much for the love and support.
Hey, man, that's what's up. That's what we're here for. Life.
Blessed.
That's what's up. He said, blessed. I wonder if we about to... I was about to say,
thought he said
dang, blessed. I thought we was about to go to blessed right now. That would have been dope. Shout out to the homie Blessed, man. I'm still waiting for Blessed to get on with us. But you know how we do.
It's Yada that
King Ray. Maybe he did say blessings. Do you think he said blessings?
I think that's because I had this at the end.
Okay, she heard this at the end. She's on that. You know, she been saying this. Yeah, put that on it. You know what I'm saying? At the end of
I'm trying to find this thing on Rapzilla.
It's all good, man. Yeah, she's trying to go vote for the homie right now. Rapzilla.com. Look up the 2010 nominees. He's the best hip-hop artist nominee, I believe, man. Go check that out. Vote for him. What we got to do, man, is we got to continue to survive, man. And not only do we survive, we thrive. But since the song is called Survivor, we're going to go into that. Sean Slaughter featuring the homie Kenton Jones on Yada the King Radio. You know what we do? We get it in with some of that banging music. You want to send your music? Go to YadaTheKing.com. Click on the music submissions and we got you. Let's go.
I'm a warrior. I'm a
so conqueror. Let's go. Let's go.
I'm a survivor.
Let's go. Let's go.
They couldn't kill me even if they tried. Not that I won't die. But when that bullet hit me, I'll be caught up in the sky. I'll be there in person just to tell my granny hi. So what that really means is that it's good to be alive. Zipping through your hood with my lady in my ride. It feels good to have a real woman on your side. Cause these hard struggles that we facing is scary like me and Jason. And the nearest help is more than 30 miles. I've been through more struggles than a little bit. Had a gun pulled on me, didn't have the heat. So I was frozen like an idiot. Dude
pull the trigger and the bullets dropped out. That was enough, your boy got out. And yeah, you can front like your muscle all big, but I got two kids, so my hustle's all in. But I'm a survivor, I will find a way like MacGyver. Jesus Christ, the only answer to drama. Let's go. I will not retreat. I can take the fire, so turn up the heat.
I'm a survivor.
I will not quit. Faith next to fear, man, it just don't fit.
I'm a survivor.
I will not run. You might win some, but you just lost one.
So let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go.
No food, I'ma find a way to eat. No pillows, no bed, I'ma find a way to sleep. In the middle of a blizzard, I'm the one to bring the heat. If you don't wanna hit, then you better not play the beat.
Might triple like a cat, I'ma stay up on my feet. And never forget my fam, give a shout out to my peeps. And I saw it when it's hard, so one day I'm gonna reap. And I got insurance, slot, so line up the sheep.
My faith is tall like the Empire State, and I believe I can take the entire state to Jesus. Heal all cancer, AIDS, and seizures. Girl, you a believer? You used to be a skeezer. Jesus, the one who turned water into wine, and he's the one that turned all of my pennies into dimes. And yeah, so you might as well start clapping, cause with Jesus on the mind, some kind of way to make it happen, yo.
I will not retreat. I can take the fire, so turn up the heat.
I'm a survivor.
Faith next to fear, man, it just don't fit.
I'm a survivor.
I will not run. You might win some, but you just lost one.
So let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go.
No fear, and if I get scared, so what? I don't care. My God's right there. No, he's not my crutch, but he's fourth quarter Peyton Manning is so clutch. You say he don't exist, he's imaginary, but his track record says he's more than legendary. Life for God is beautiful like pics of Halle Berry. He wants a full commitment, but you barely acting married. I'm on my Mary Mary, dancing off my shackles. Fetters get seven, I break him like a tackle. Snap him like a toothpick. I use the devil to go to another level, so he's not totally useless. Yeah, he's now totally toothless. Free like a V that's now totally ruthless. I'm a survivor. I can't take the heat like a llama. Overcome the odds like I'm Obama.
Oh. I'm a survivor.
I will not retreat. I can take the fire, so turn up the heat.
I'm a survivor.
I will not quit. Faith next to fear, man, it just don't fit.
I'm a survivor.
I will not run. You might win some, but you just lost one.
So let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go.
What's up, America? It's your boy, Fulfiller of Genuine Life. I'm over here chilling with my boys, Frog and Don Christian, in Yada Da King Studios. And I just want to encourage y'all, man, if you ain't got no banging music to listen to, direct your mouse over to iTunes and download the show. You already know what it is. It's Yada Da King Radio. Life.
I came to take you higher. I came to bring you the fire. He is the flame, the Messiah. So you should get your hands up higher.
High as the throne, Jehovah Shalom. We each teach one attack of the clones. The wake up, track slapping your dome. Let his word soak deep in your soul. Mic master, the master's teaching. Hands up, keep reaching the sky. Alive in the most high, past the day that we die. An outcast to this world like Big B.O.I. Please be advised, that may not no toy like Richard Pryor. Don't try selling me lies, I'm fairly wise. Wolves in the skies, abusing you, ruling your lives. Watch this remnant ride for my side. Watch for high tide, the Lord is your God. Hands pierced, body was torn for your life. And mine, my mind is a barrel of a nine. Shoot with his light that blinds. Designed by the I am, so I gotta give him my hands up.
I came to take you higher. I came to bring you the fire. He is the flame, the Messiah. So you should get your hands up higher. I came to take you higher. I came to bring you the fire. He is the flame, the Messiah. So you should get your hands up higher.
This whole celestial sphere is God's handball. We stand tall at its core, understand y'all. Man's fall rooted in deception. Truth is the institute of the Lord. His sword is my weapon. Slice a snake stepping. Break bread with brethren. We elevate, meditate, word settles in. From out the belly belly of the beast. Ride beats like I'm on top of a beast, pounding down streets. Jesus, none higher now, don't that sound sweet? My soul leaks, letting God speak through his child. Unworthy though, as the world goes round, Lauren told you on the guitar it all falls down. When walls crumble to ground, he's there for your saving face, forever bathing his grace amazing. Trailblazing, my bell paid in, I'ma praise his name, the Alpha Omega, the fire, the flame, yeah. I came to take you higher, I came to bring you the fire. He is the flame, the Messiah. Seduce you, get your hands up higher. I came to take you higher, I came to bring you the fire. He is the flame, the Messiah. Seduce you, get your hands up higher. Second to none, the Father, the Son, the Holy Ghost. Praise God, tell him comatose. Spit fire, let it roast. I boast the King Christ, the Lamb, the sacrifice, Lord of the afterlife. Came to take us to the highest heights, beside us at nights. I dare bite the hand that leads me, frees me. No fees needed, all he says is believe me. So now we moving on up like Wheezy. Talk greasy, the thought of his wrath should leave me weak. I pray you be more meek and slow to speak than repent. Call on Christ and let your sins get rinsed. Now you on the side of the fence where God dwells. Creator, he's all none greater. The most high heavens, what awaits us? So stay prayed up and send all of his praise up. Amazed at what he gave for us, the reason I'm here. I came to take you higher, I came to bring you the fire. He is the flame, the Messiah. Seduce you, get your hands up higher. I came to take you higher, I came to bring you the fire. He is the flame, the Messiah. Seduce you, get your hands up higher.
The King, yeah. Oh, you. Hey, you know, I ain't from the Bay, but I could get the walk on, you know what I'm saying?
No.
I think I could do it better than Miss Cole, you know what I'm saying?
Miss Cole, I don't do that type of stuff.
She said she don't walk, she talk, you know what I'm saying? And that's, no, but when it comes to this walk in Christ, she walk, you know what I'm saying?
Amen.
So
amen.
That's what's up. Miss Cole, man, I'm going to ask you first. We talked about the topic, Made New. We had a lot of things going on about being made new.
Mm-hmm.
Just give a recap on some of the things that you might have learned this week. Mm-hmm. And you know, what are some ways that you're going to become new as we continue to move forward in God?
Right. Well, you know, I think that, I just want to, like, Watchmen had some great input on it about being made new, dying to your flesh daily. You know, you were talking about putting on, you know, you can't put on the same clothes every single day.
Yeah.
You can only eat leftovers for so long.
Right.
You know, so I think it's important that we continue to just seek God every day. I don't know about anybody else, but I know when I'm in my word, I can read, you know, the same book in the Bible, the same scriptures, and at different times, and God gives me something new in those scriptures. So, you know, you always want to continuously stay in your word. You always want to continuously stay in prayer. You know, like Watchman was talking about, you know, we're always watched. People are watching, you know. So, you know, we just want to continue to let our flesh die off and allow God to really move in us. So, you know, those are some of the things that I took from that.
That's what's up.
And I'm not trying to continuously put on the same clothes. And I'm not trying to continuously eat my leftovers. I'm trying to take on some new stuff.
Yeah, she said you can only put the same clothes on one day in a row. And she said you can only eat leftovers maybe 2 days in a row. But and if your car gets old, it's time to get a new one, right? So you need to stay new in God, man. Right. And that's something that I really think that it's important for us to do. As I said, I think a lot of times what happens with Christians is as we walk this walk, if there's no freshness to it, it gets stale.
Right.
You know, we get to a point where we're like, man, I'm not really feeling it because, you know, there's nothing exciting. You know, and that's the thing about being new. Yesterday I was talking about cars. Mm-hmm. Miss Cole, when you got your new car, right, it was like you didn't eat in that car, right?
Car is a sensitive subject for me.
I'm just saying.
No, but I get what you're saying. Yes.
You didn't eat in that car.
You want to keep it clean.
Yeah. You have a desire to keep it clean. You have a strong connection to that car.
Right. Right.
But then 6 months down the road, you're like, man, I'm hungry. I'm about to eat. You know what I'm saying?
You start eating.
That's right. You start eating French fries get under the seats. Right. You know what I'm saying? They, you know what I'm saying? Hamburger bags is in the back seat.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
From 3 weeks ago. Yeah,
grease stains is on your steering wheel. You know,
because you didn't have no more napkins.
That's
but you
right.
just thought you was going to clean the car later. So you just.
Yeah. So, yeah. And that's what happened with Ms. Cole's car, right?
No.
No. Okay. I'm just. You know, but that's the kind of stuff that happens when it. You don't have the same newness.
Right.
You kind of just start slacking. Mm-hmm. And what happens with our walk with God, we can start slacking and it gets old. The routine is just like, ah, man, I'm tired of this. You know, mm-hmm. and if you don't have newness in your life, what happens is you lose it all. You know, you'll get to a place where you're like, man, I want to go see what the world's doing. They got that new thing. Mm-hmm. And as I was talking about, the world will come up with new ways to all do the same thing. And then you go and try those new things, but it's really the same old thing. But since you thought it was new, you went out and pursued it. Mm-hmm. And since it was old, you was like, why did I do this?
Right.
You know? And that's something that we have to understand, that we have to do a better job of. And also, I was talking about being made new. It starts with your mind. Without being in a place where you can really get your mind renewed, you're going to do the same things. Mm-hmm. And the crazy thing about it is, insanity is something is usually brought about by somebody doing the same old things over and over again, right. and thinking they're going to get different results.
Right.
Now, some Christians do the same thing over and over again and say, God, how come I ain't got a miracle yet? But you're doing the same complaining over and over and over. And you're basically insane. You need something new in your life. And, you know, this is real talk. We keeping it Trillville on Yada That King Radio. And that's why I'm saying you have to renew your mind. As Romans 12:1-2 says, which is a scripture that I think is very powerful, we have to have the renewing of our mind. Therefore, you know what I'm saying? I can't remember the verse right now, but I would get it on it. But Romans 12:1-2, it talks about the renewing of your mind, living, being a living sacrifice. And also being renewed, it puts us in a place where it's God's will over our own will.
Right.
When we first got saved, we were so excited to share, you know, the message of God, and we didn't care what nobody thought about us. You know what I'm saying? But then after a while, we was like, that person might think I'm silly now. But when you just knew you got some kind of drive and passion in you that allows you to keep on, man. And I think that's the thing about being made new that we got to continually do. It's important for us to find out different ways that we can stay new and stay fresh with our walk with God. And that's what we wanted to elaborate at the show and on the show today, man. And that's really what's good, man. Who we got coming up on the Yada That King Radio show? I see somebody was saying it. We got the homies every day. Nope, I'm just playing. We got Exodus Movement all the way from Oklahoma. The okay.
Oh, that's you know where my roommate's from.
Oh, okay. That's where you was born at?
My roommate.
Oh, okay. That's where
you
know, roommate's
Cali
from. Okay.
Baby.
Okay, she's a Cali baby. You know what I'm saying? So yeah, she's a Cali baby. And the sun does go down earlier down in Cali than it does in Seattle for some reason. But you know, that just happens. And Miss Cole,
Cali don't
like,
get that. I mean, Washington. You say something about the sun going down?
Yeah. Go to Cali and the sun goes down way earlier than it does in Seattle.
No.
Yes, it does.
Not all the time.
Yes, it does.
It depends on the season.
It depends on. Yes, it does.
It depends on.
Okay, look, I ain't gonna argue with you about this, but you know what I'm saying. Michelle in the live stream, she said, "Okay, go ahead.
You
want to do it?" She said, "God is new and fresh. Satan tries to sell us the old state, same old, same old. You
stale.
Know what I'm saying? Oh, I'm sorry, stale. Mm-hmm. I am kind of back far from that joint, so I thought it said state. But that's what
glasses fogged up.
Nah, but that's really what's good. We have to stay new." You know what I'm saying? Stay fresh. And you know what we do? We always got to stay fresh. And if you want to stay on the Fresh Express, what you need to do is holler at yadadaking.com.
Right. I got that scripture for you, too.
Okay, you got that scripture?
Yes, Romans 12:1-2. Therefore, I urge you, brothers and sisters, in view of God's mercy, to offer your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and pleasing to God. This is your true and proper worship. Do not conform to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind.
Renewing of your mind.
Then you will be able to test and approve what God's will is, his good, and pleasing, and perfect will.
That's right.
Amen.
And when you do that, you're going to stay fresh. And we staying fresh, and we about to get out of here. It's your boy, Don Christian.
And your lady, Miss Cole. What is my name?
What's her name? Yeah, Miss Cole. And you know what we do? We y'all. The King Radio.
I always gotta keep my praise unique. Cause ain't nobody else got a praise like me. So I yada da, Shabakta, I yada da, I yada da. There's power in my praise, so I stay on my feet. The devil retreats when you praise like me. So